Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Congressional Democrats propose massive tax hikes. Secretary of State Blinken answers questions about Afghanistan. Most Americans say President Biden does not have the authority to mandate vaccines. Voters in California decide the fate of Governor Newsom. Also ahead, how bad is the situation in California, really? We'll tell you. But first, Democrats in the House calling for higher taxes to finance the massive $3.5 trillion spending plan. The proposal would push corporate rates to 26.5%, individual rates to 39.6%. If passed, the legislation would effectively wipe out all of Donald Trump's tax cuts. Coupled with state and local taxes, top earners in New York City, for example, would hand over 61% of their total income to the government. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken facing tough questions from Congress over the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Blinken calling entire operation, quote, an extraordinary effort to exfiltrate stranded Americans. Since the departure of all U.S. troops, just two flights carrying U.S. citizens and other evacuees have been allowed to leave the capital, Kabul, by the Taliban. And I guess that is extraordinary, right? Baloney. Blinken has no clue. A new poll from the Trafalgar Group says a majority of Americans believe President Biden does not have the constitutional power to mandate vaccines. 6 in 10 say Biden has overstepped his authority. That number goes to 68% for independent voters. Legal scholars say the commander-in-chief can technically impose health requirements on private businesses during an emergency. Many believe the mandate violates states' rights, since an emergency has not been officially called over COVID. After months of uncertainty, voters in California will decide today whether to give Governor Gavin Newsom the boot. The election is the Republicans' best chance to topple a politician who has never lost an election. Newsom has raised more than $70 million to fend off the recall. More about California's chaos in the message of the day coming up next. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Why is California so screwed up? Beautiful state. I've been to every county. It is magnificent in its geography. It is the most populated state in the Union. 40 million, that citizenry. And another 3.5 million estimated in illegal aliens. 27% of Californians are foreign-born. Homicides on the crime front going crazy, up 31% compared to 2019. Homeless, about 300,000 people living on the streets in the Golden State. 15% of the entire population of California lives below the poverty line, the highest rate in the USA. 8% of the population meets the criteria for a substance abuse disorder. On the tax front, Top earners pay 13.3% to the state, and that is the highest state rate in the country. Home prices, median in California, $725,000 compared to the national average of $300,000. Gas prices, Californians pay an average of $4.40 a gallon compared to the national average, $3.17. Energy prices, the average California household pays $1,700 a year for electricity, one of the highest rates in the nation. Total student population, 6.2 million. But only 32% of fifth graders, 31% of eighth graders, 28% of high school students meet or exceed standards on the California science test. 50% meet the standard on English, 39% on math. That is a terrible performance. So, who's in charge of this mess? Well, that would be Governor Gavin Newsom. And then you mix in COVID, where the governor has put forth draconian orders, shutting down the economy in California in the face of massive bills the people have to pay. Meantime, as everybody knows, he went to a lavish restaurant up in Napa Valley, unmasked, and had a swell time captured on video. That really is what has driven the recall. Now, the far left loves Gavin Newsom because he is a progressive slash socialist. He wants a huge government in Sacramento to run the state, and the folks have very little to say about it. Literally, nothing is working in the nation's largest state. However, Newsom has $70 million to buy TV spots to keep him in office, and he probably will win the recall today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And also, I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this date in 1901, President William McKinley died from gangrene after an anarchist shot him twice in Buffalo, New York. The assassination would change the way the commander-in-chief is protected from that day forward. Here is the story. The 25th president was sworn in 4 years earlier. A staunch Republican, the man known as the Napoleon of Ohio, was the last president to have served in the Civil War. In the fall of 1901, McKinley was at the height of his power. The 58-year-old president had guided the nation back from an economic depression and led the country to victory in the Spanish-American War. Now, the assassin, Leon Czolgosz, grew up in Detroit to a family of Polish immigrants, and he worked low-wage jobs at steel mills. As a young adult, he gravitated toward socialism and anarchism after a labor dispute resulted in his losing a job. On September 6, William McKinley was shaking hands with a crowd in upstate New York when the 28-year-old fired two rounds into his chest. McKinley's initial reaction, "Be careful how you tell my wife," unquote. Other attendants rushed McKinley to the hospital where they found two bullet wounds. One had punctured his sternum. The other had entered his abdomen. A few days later, the president's condition worsened. On September 14th, William McKinley died, as I said, from gangrene. His vice president, Theodore Roosevelt, was immediately sworn into office. The assassin was executed in the electric chair just 1 month later. And here's something else you might not know. William McKinley's death led to the formation of the modern Secret Service. Beginning in 1894, the Secret Service began informal part-time protection of President Grover Cleveland because he was receiving death threats. 7 years later, the death of McKinley spurred Congress to make the Secret Service a full-time agency protecting all future presidents, starting immediately with Teddy Roosevelt, who himself was shot a few years later. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.